USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports increasing restrictions on members of Congress trading stocks. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or STOCK Act, bars members and employees of Congress from using non-public information derived from their official positions to inform stock trading. Pelosi had previously resisted a stock trading ban for members of Congress, telling reporters in December 2021 that we're a free market economy. The White House is set to fund a grant program for the Department of Health and Human Services that will hand out crack pipes to addicts. The taxpayer-funded grant will provide money to local governments and nonprofits to distribute smoking kits that include clean pipes and syringes to help make drug use safer. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. And the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
Masks will no longer be required inside businesses in New York starting on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Multiple Democratic governors are announcing that they are ending their indoor mask mandates as coronavirus case rates fall. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox and Friends First that she believes they're just doing it to try to boost poll numbers among Americans.
If we know anything about the left, it's about dependency and control, and they'll do anything they can to follow the polling numbers. They see this as an issue where, oh my gosh, voters are actually starting to hate this policy. We better change course. We know it was never about the science. It was never about keeping people or our kids safe.
Those governors say the policy is, in fact, based on the receding Omicron wave and guidance from health experts on living with an endemic virus. New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Delaware are among the states that plan to end their mask mandates. Capitol Police are denying accusations from Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neals, who says the agency is investigating him and secretly taking photos of documents in his office. Representative Neals joins Fox News and says he thinks he's being targeted because of his views on the January 6th riots on the U.S. Capitol.
I believe that Nancy Pelosi is weaponizing the U.S. Capitol Police to investigate me, to try to silence me, intimidate me, and quite honestly, to destroy me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.